This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. There seems to be dwindling prospects for ceasefire talks in Cairo between Israel and Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Hamas wants an end to the war in exchange for the freeing of hostages, and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu flatly ruled that out on Sunday. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Israel has been warning for months it plans to send troops into Rafah, the southern city bordering Egypt, where more than a million displaced Gaza residents have taken refuge. Israel believes thousands of Hamas fighters are holed up in the city, along with potentially dozens of hostages. The United Nations on Friday warned such an operation would potentially put thousands more lives at risk. The Israeli military on Sunday released video of Defense Minister Yoav Gallant meeting commanders in Gaza. Gallant said there were signs Hamas did not intend to reach an agreement. He said, quote, "This means strong military action in Rafah will begin in the very near future and in the rest of the strip."
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Sunday vowed to defend Israel during Israel's Holocaust Remembrance Day in Jerusalem.
80 years ago, in the Holocaust, the Jewish people were totally defenseless against those who sought our destruction. No nation came to our aid. Today, we again confront enemies bent on our destruction.
This year's ceremony takes place as the war in Gaza rages on and recently triggering pro-Palestinian protests in several U.S. campuses. Israel has ordered the local offices of Qatar's Al Jazeera satellite news network to close. The move on Sunday escalates a long-running feud between the broadcaster and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's hardline government. This is VOA News. Former U.S. President Donald Trump has sharpened his allegation his Democratic successor has weaponized the American justice system against him, comparing Joe Biden's tactics to those of Hitler's Gestapo, American media reported on Sunday. The Republican 2024 presidential candidate made the remark during a private meeting on Saturday with top party leaders and wealthy donors at his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida, according to a recording provided to the U.S. media by one donor. Ukrainians flocked to church on Sunday to mark their third wartime Easter as Russian troops inched closer to threatening some of the region's key cities. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
In Ukraine's embattled east, Chaplain Yevhen Savchenko is with the military's 93rd Mechanized Brigade. And on Sunday, he helped visibly tired troops at a temporary base in an undisclosed location mark the Orthodox Easter holiday. While most Western churches observed the Easter holiday at the end of March, Orthodox Christians, including those in Ukraine and Russia, mark it now. Fighting on the Eastern Front has worsened in recent weeks, particularly around the town of Chasiv Yar, all while Ukrainian troops wait for crucial U.S. military aid to beat back Moscow's advance.
Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. Some residents of Nairobi's suburbs are up in arms over what they say is illegal construction of high-rise buildings in their estates, mainly by Chinese contractors. Juma Majunga reports from Nairobi.
In Nairobi's Kilimani suburbs, residents like Cherotich say are pondering their next move to stop what they say is illegal construction in their estate.
And I really call out the Chinese Property Developers Association here. They're complicit. They have understood the propensity and appetite for corruption that you find in this county, and they have exploited it to the hilt.
And as the World Bank projects 70% of the global population will live in cities by 2050, experts say planning will be key for cities like Nairobi. Juma Majanga, VOA News, Nairobi.
French bakers cooked the world's longest baguette on Sunday at more than 140 meters, reclaiming a record for one of the nation's best-known icons taken by Italy for 5 years. The baguette, about 235 times longer than the traditional one, was made in the suburbs of Paris during an event for the French Confederation of Bakers and Pastry Chefs. I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.